12.2, How to Transform Your Mind, written by R. Lance Parker, Ph.D., narrated by R. Lance Parker, Ph.D. Forward. I would like to thank Pastor Mike Snow of Grace Point Church in Wichita, Kansas, for his countless hours of wise counsel and inspiration. For my wife, Tish, who has been so patient, supportive, and encouraging throughout the writing of this book, thank you for walking this journey with me. For my son, Ryan, who has shown me how to be still and enjoy every single moment of life, Ryan, you are the best son ever. Introduction. Sometimes when I conduct seminars teaching people how to change their thinking, I will open the show with something unexpected. For example, once when I spoke at a church, the pastor began the first night of the seminar by giving me a nice, traditional introduction. As the crowd politely applauded, I entered the building riding a motorcycle while the song, "If You Want Blood, You've Got It," by AC/DC blared on the sound system. My intention was to shock everyone into challenging their beliefs and expectations of what a seminar by a psychologist sponsored by a church should be. Mission accomplished. People sat with mouths wide open, clapping and elbowing each other. I then explained to the audience, "So, motorcycles in the church, AC/DC, rock and roll in the church, scandalous. But that is the point. That is why we are here tonight, a crash course in transforming how you think. Something I learned from Pastor Mike Snow, it is okay to reclaim my music. Growing up, I listened to rock and roll. I listened to all those Bad Boy songs. And when I got saved, suddenly I felt like I couldn't listen to the music anymore. If it came on the radio, I kind of felt guilty for tapping my foot or singing along. But Pastor Snow taught me to make the music my own. One day I was driving around and this song, 'If You Want Blood, You've Got It,' by AC/DC, came on the radio, and for the first time I heard it differently. I literally saw it differently. As the song played, I imagined Jesus and the 12 disciples speaking to me. I then walked through each line of the song with the audience and had them listen to the lyrics as if Jesus were speaking each line directly to them. This is a very powerful exercise that anyone can do to begin learning how to change their perspective of a situation. Now, obviously, this stunt is less impactful simply reading it in a book. The exercise is designed to get the audience to begin to see that they can control their thinking and can shift their perspective of life to create a new experience. So if you're reading this and you're not familiar with this song, I strongly recommend you set the book down for a minute, pull the song up, and listen to it. See Jesus' face. See him speaking to you. Try to hear the lyrics coming from him rather than the band. Endeavor to shift your perspective and perceive a new meaning from the song, a meaning of love and sacrifice. This book was designed to teach you a basic truth. You, and only you, control what you think. I learned this truth in my studies to become a psychologist. But consider what Paul said. Transform by the renewing of your mind. He was saying, learn to think differently. So, obviously, you can control what you think, or Paul would have not have told you to change how you think. Renew your mind. So why did Paul implore us to change how we think? Finish the verse. So you will be able to discern and test the good and perfect will of God. And isn't that what we all want? Don't you want to know why you are here? What is the purpose of it all? What is the meaning of life? As a psychologist, I have studied, developed...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?